25th year.
Feels like a good day. Stay inside.
Now go outside. Bad weather's gone. It's going to be a wonderful day. It's the Good Day Show, 7 after the hour for Tuesday, the 26th day of March. The year is 2013. I'm here. I'm Doug. He's Ken. And Michael is at the controls. Rich McFadden has gone to the beach. Good luck to him. I always thought that snow and sand mixed wonderfully well. So he's going to have a nice time with his kids playing out in the in the sand. He's gone to see his mother or brother. Somebody's got a place on the beach. Meanwhile, Roberta Fasanelli, who normally isn't with us in this hour anyway, back from her trip to the beach in the fun of the sun. You can see some of the pictures posted at DougStephan.com. Roberta and Jennifer, normally the two female voices. Jennifer is off at her grandmother's, so it's like spring vacation here. Kenny and I are at the helm with a focus on some of the stories, the things that will end up to be, hopefully, at least according to our reckoning, the best stories of the day. It is Passover. And one of the most interesting things coming out of Israel is that observant Jews this year, for the first time, who smoke during the Passover holiday will be getting rabbi-approved puffs for the first time. Cigarettes have joined the long list of things checked to ensure they comply with Passover. The rules, what do they call? It's why isn't that word in my mind, Kenny? It's kosher, but there's something else that is used as a term for making sure everything is clean. I don't remember
kosher was the word I was going to throw
out. Well, anyway, we got the idea. Kosher cigarettes now available. Kosher cigarettes. There is a private rabbinical group which certified food. And now they've gone on to certify, I guess food would include wine, because there certainly are a lot of kosher wines. Now there are three local cigarette brands that have been approved for smoking during Passover. The chief rabbi in Israel disapproved of the measure, saying cigarettes are life-threatening and should not be approved by rabbis one way or not. Poison is poison. Poison is not kosher. So why would you support this, says the chief rabbinical spokesperson. But there are three or four rabbis that are supervisors of this group, Kenny, and they say they want to make sure that Israeli smokers are only buying products marked as kosher for Passover, and that includes buying cigarettes. So if you're worried, if you're Jewish, you're worried about people over in is it supposedly available here? Do you have to if you're Jewish in this country? Or anywhere you're Jewish, you're supposed to smoke these kosher cigarettes? What do you think?
I don't know. I mean, I know that all the grocery stores have been with their seasonal stuff, all of the all of the Passover kosher foods. But I haven't seen the kosher cigarettes there yet.
All right. During the holiday, Jewish law forbids chametz, anything consisting of grains that may have come in contact with water, starting the process of fermentation. What is that? Am I pronouncing it correctly? C-H-A-M-E-T-Z? Chametz? Somebody's...
Chametz.
Chametz. Okay, there we go. I knew I'd get it. It's Hanukkah. There's a lot of people say right. Hanukkah. Anyway, if you're Jewish and you're interested in this, or you're not Jewish and you think this is a lark, help yourself to 888-302-3684. Speaking of Israel, I was criticized yesterday by someone who said I should not have said what I did about President Obama's trip to Israel. So I thought about it for a minute, and I thought to myself, no, whatever I have thoughts to myself, I'm happy to share them with you. Why shouldn't I have said that when Obama left Israel quietly, the State Department told the Palestinians they could have the $500 million that had been locked away because of congressional action for the past 2 years? Why shouldn't I have said that? That's bad. Obama reaffirms commitment to Israel, but gives $500 million to the Palestinians. And you know what that is for? Buy more arms. Keep the munitions companies. Let's keep that military-industrial complex going. There's good jobs there. Make more guns. Make more tanks. Make more planes. Make more ships. Let's make more money. Kill more people. Let's do it. Is that what else? How else do you come up with an explanation for that? not an easy thing to walk away from. Pretty cynical, but it is what it is. So I'm sorry those of you who don't like it that I mentioned that, but that's what happened. 12 past the hour, this is the Good Day program.
GEICO presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hey there, buddy. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with GEICO, we've been riding a lot more, which means I've been able to really exercise these pipes of mine. Just listen to them. Sorry about that. Oh, yeah.
GEICO could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
Ah, the sound of small business getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? Truth is, they all are, because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T, rethink possible.
Hey, are you all set for your fishing trip?
Mm-hmm.
Did you pack the beer? Wait, is that some Twisted Tea I see in the back of the car?
Come on, Twisted Tea.
Yeah, I can see why. Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a kick?
I don't know. One of the guys must have snuck it in there.
Oh, come on. I bet you're craving the realized tea taste of Twisted Tea.
I know.
It's so refreshing.
It is.
It's so smooth.
It's pretty smooth.
But if you want me to take it out.
Hold on to it. We might have one or several.
Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a kick.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Discover card.
Yes, hello, good sir. I'm what you might call a food connoisseur, and I'm curious. Is it true I can get 5% cash back right now at restaurants?
That's right, every time you dine.
Ooh, I do like just about everything from duck confit
to corn dog cone ketchup.
Uh-huh, all food should be served on a stick.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 in purchases at restaurants now through March. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
Almost caught you.
Well, listen, I was close. All right, Michael, go see if you can find it, and then we'll talk about Jerry Sandusky in the meantime. Did you find it?
Oh, I got it.
Okay, well, play it then. That's amazing. All right, everybody, you can sing along with me when I get to the right point. Remember this from the three little pigs? Big time radio at its best here, folks.
Right? I built my house of sticks. I built my house of sticks. With a hey diddle diddle, I play on the middle and there's all kinds of sticks.
Everybody dance now. There is a point to this, and we'll get to it sooner or later.
I built my house of stone. I built my house of bricks.
That's good memories for some,
chance to sing and
some
dance
older folks.
Many
of you have played this for your children.
He don't take no time to play. Time to play.
Getting close.
All he does is work all day.
You can play and laugh and fiddle. Don't think you can make me sore. I'll be safe and you'll be sorry. And the wolf comes to your door.
There are the three little pigs.
Here it comes.
He's a bad wolf.
All right, so all this to pay off for this. Afraid of Kim Jong-un. Kim Jong-un. Kum jum bung barung barung barung. All right. So the bottom line here, to go back to North Korea, was it last hour or this hour we talked about North Korea? We haven't talked about North Korea yet in this hour. I was reading some of the comments that have come in. Maybe you've got some, too, on your Facebook and Twitter page. China is the most likely to make a threat that could and should be taken seriously. North Korea is just a wannabe. That's the bottom line from Skeezer. Let's see here. Here's Paul, who says, another day, another bunch of threats made up mostly of hot air. If you're going to try to terrorize us, you probably want to use someone who actually has the potential to make the threat good. Now, this is about the North Koreans threatening Guam and Hawaii and the West Coast. Let's see here. Joe says, time to put that fat bugger in his place. Bomb his palace. All right. Let's see here. A lot of very interesting people. Here's Marty, who says, magical, super long-range artillery, definitely legit. And then there's a couple of yawns that are posted here. You see anything on our Facebook or Twitter page about the story from Korea this morning, Kenny?
Just a suggestion from Michael that little Kim needs to get off the pipe.
Probably a lot of that over there, actually. All right, so Jerry Sandusky is now in the news again because he was interviewed by a guy named John Ziegler, who used to be a radio host at KFI in Los Angeles. I think he had a couple of other jobs, too. Was he in San Diego before he went to... Do I remember him from being on Kogo or some of those stations? You're in San Diego, Kenny. Do you remember?
He might have been, but that was before I got here.
Not
I was
bad.
Here, I think he was still up.
I kind of know him. Most everybody who does this for a living knows the other people. We may not be friends, but he's an okay guy. He was a decent host. He's now decided to be a filmmaker, and he is conducting interviews with various people to try to clear the name of Joe Paterno. So he went to Jerry Sandusky's jail cell and taped 3.5 hours with him last week. And so he's making the rounds of the talk shows, trying to explain why he, the movie's, by the way, called Framing Paterno, why he's doing all this. He's not being paid for it. And because Sandusky had heretofore refused all media interviews since he was convicted last summer, it was kind of interesting that he did talk to this guy. And he sort of laughed his way through the interview, from what, you know, from what you read, at least, about the story. And I just wonder... why it is you got to bring this stuff up again, especially since I think, Kenny, the Paterno family said they weren't interested in this. They want to let it alone. They want it all to go away.
Yeah, they said that all this is doing is giving Sandusky a platform.
Yeah. All right. Here's speaking of platforms. This is going to be the idea of the day. You ready? Today's idea of the day.
Dun, dun, dun.
An idea, actually, that members of Congress should wear the logos of their corporate sponsors is not new. However, somebody there is finally doing something about it, or at least they're bringing it to the attention of those who maybe can do something about it. A petition at We the People requests that Congress switch over to NASCAR-style representation and wear their affiliations on their sleeves. I think it's a pretty good idea. Huh?
Yeah, I'd love to see that.
How many people think this is frivolous? Raise your hands. Or do you think it's reality? I would like to see all of the people who, for example, get money from the NRA, or get money from Monsanto, or get money from the car companies, or whoever it is, from the drug companies. Don't you want to see? I mean, this is kind of a specious, you know, it's like stick it in your face sort of thing. But how about a patch, maybe 4x8 on the chest? Anybody who contributes more than $1 million to any campaign, the requirement will be you have to wear one of their logos or patches on your jacket. Why not? If you find a logo-free congressman, that's the guy you want to vote for. Or at least maybe, well, they'll find a way around it if they don't do the totals and maybe they get two checks from the same outfit for $500,000 apiece and it doesn't count. I'm not sure. But who knows whether they're really looking at it that seriously or not. But I think it's kind of cool that people are talking about this. No matter what the dollar amount is used as the cutoff line, donors will find a way to get their money into the right hands while avoiding turning their legislator into a logoed farce. The whole thing is farcical, and you're the one who gets screwed. So I think that's a good idea. Is that not, that's not very gentle if I say you're the one who gets screwed, but that's really what happens under the circumstances. You know, your interests aren't taken into consideration. Monsanto's are, as you can see by pretty much the news every day about genetically modified food. 21 after on Good Day.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We can buy GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Kessler and Doug Steffen. Kenny, what do you remember about what you were doing in 1974 when this song was number one during this week? David Essex, Rock On.
I was really into Dunkin' Yo-Yos.
Dunkin' Yo-Yos? Like Dunkin' yeah. Donuts?
No, D-U-N-C-A-N, the company that made yo-yos.
Now, who among us would have thought that this would have been the first thing that Kenny thought of or anybody thought of about what was going on in their lives?
A vivid memory.
Yeah.
Vivid memory of going to 7-Eleven with my little transistor radio and hearing this song and
really?
Buying the latest Dunkin' Yo-Yo. Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, there's something that will get your mind working in whatever direction. 25 past the hour, a tradition that we started this hour quite a while ago was playing some the excerpts from the late night shows, Conan O'Brien, Jay Leno, David Letterman, and Jimmy Fallon here.
During his trip to the Middle East, President Obama helped restore Israel's relationship with Turkey.
Isn't that good?
Yeah. Yeah. Now, on to the final hurdle, restoring Israel's relationship with pork. Good enough. I can proceed. Joe Biden in some hot water. Have you heard about Joe Biden's mini scandal? It's come out that during Joe Biden's recent night in Paris, he ran up a hotel bill of $585,000. Yeah. Apparently, Biden tried to order Wreck-It Ralph over 1,000 times.
Remember that last week, the kind of sweet but nerdy high school kid that was asking supermodel Kate Upton to go to his high school prom? Do you see the video on that? The video was so popular, it got the kid on the Today Show, and Kate Upton called in and said she'd love to go to the prom with him if her schedule permitted. Well, today, some sad news. Turns out she's already going to his prom with the captain of the football team.
Tough break, yeah. Hey, it's tax time. How many are you going to file your taxes? How many are you going to prison? Prison? I just came from a meeting with my accountant, and I don't know if he's kidding or not. He says, look, we're going to put all your money to the Caymans. And I said, really? I said, can you do that? And he says, sure, it's Eileen and Milton Caymans.
Yeah.
You're going to get all your money.
Did you guys see this thing about Tilda Swinton? Tilda Swinton, I love Tilda Swinton. There she is right there. Oscar-nominated actress was a part of a new exhibit. You heard about this, Quez? Tilda is now sleeping in a box at the Museum of Modern Art. Take a look at this. This is her sleeping in the box. And no schedule. She just comes in, she sleeps in the box, leaves,
yep.
Walks away, and comes in like, oh, I think I'm going to sleep in the box. She'll come in, take a nap in the box. She's actually just laying in a box, or as Fish put it. Oh, sure, when she does it, it's art.
All right, and also yesterday we keep our ears on the daytime talk shows. Wendy Williams, one of my favorites here, she talks about Lindsay Lohan's latest poor decisions.
Lindsay Lohan, everybody, is doing... I know. She's doing some last-minute partying before heading to her 90 days in rehab. So last night she was spotted at a club with her rumored new boyfriend, Avi Snow. Now my question is Snow his street name? Or is that his real last name? And if it's his street name, that's not a very good look for a girl who has substance abuse problems and going to rehab. Anyway, Avi is in a band called City of the Sun, and Lindsay is defending herself about being in the club last night. She's on Facebook, and she was saying, first of all, she was drinking Pellegrino water, not alcohol. And, yeah, she was there to support her boyfriend. Now, Pellegrino's clear like vodka, right? Okay. There was a time in Lindsay's life when she was in a car accident. This is last summer, and police found a water bottle that had, well, the water was out.
Lindsay. She was on time for anger management, though. 28 past the hour.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Chances are you don't want to follow in the footsteps of a dictator. But what if you could spend a night like one? Now, if you haven't heard of the Black Sea Resort of Sochi, you will. It's the site of the 2014 Winter Olympics. But long before that, it was the summer home for Joseph Stalin. Remember President Tito, the former head of Yugoslavia? He had a home on Lake Bled in the Slovenian Alps, which is now a hotel called Villa Bled. During World War II, Mussolini hid out in a northern Italian villa. Today, it's a luxury hotel, the Grand Hotel a Villa Fettrinelli. Roman dictator Nicolae Ceausescu never had a chance to stay in the massive guest house he was building, but you can. It's now a 5-star Marriott Grand Hotel. And if all else fails, and if you have a sense of humor, head to the Mr. President Hotel in central Belgrade. They've got dictator-themed rooms where you'll have portraits of Adolf Hitler, Tito, and other tyrants watching over you. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Attention passengers, we're approaching great deals at the Old Navy Spring Upgrade Sale for $5, $10, and $15.
I can't wait!
Me neither. Famous graphic tees for everyone are $5.
Wow! How about some new shorts?
Oh, yes. Upgraded shorts are $10 for kids and just $15 for adults.
Wow! Anyone have a parachute?
No, but Old Navy has a great pair of shorts.
Hurry into Old Navy now. Famous graphic tees for the whole family are $5. Kids shorts are $10, adults just $15. Plus hundreds of other items are on sale. Old Navy, come on, come on.
Valid 321 to 331, select styles only.
Prices are falling fast at Rent-A-Center. It's the Rack Roll Down. We've rolled down prices throughout the store to their lowest levels ever. Shop our new lower prices on your favorite brands. Everyone's pre-approved for 90 days same as cash or flexible weekly or monthly payments with no credit needed. Hurry in and save like never before with new lower prices at Rent-A-Center. See store for details. Pre-approval means no credit check or credit required. Rental purchase transaction. 90 days same as cash. Now valid in Vermont.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good day, celebrating our 25th year.
America's first listen to the conversational quotient when it comes to important stories. We've got them here on the Good Day program. Richie is off and Jennifer is off. Ken Kessler is here with me on the Good Day program. Cash in a flash. Here's how I can make millions on my dairy farm, Kenny. Cash in a flash. There is a new machine that's being advertised in the dairy trades that turns cow manure into diamonds. So now, instead of owning a dairy farm, I own a diamond farm. So I think my first order of business would be to go buy more cows, right?
Absolutely.
Turn that manure into diamonds. Diamonds and pearls and all that good stuff. People in the news. Amanda Knox. How many people remember Amanda Knox? Raise your hands, please. You know,
I do.
Amanda Knox. Kind of a tough time for her in Italy. She was exonerated of all charges and sent home. Not so fast, says the Italian government. They now want to bring her back and retry her. And so I'm wondering how they get her back. She sure as heck isn't going to go back on her own. Do we have an extradition agreement with Italy? Do we, here in the United States, arrest her and send her back? Or do we go by our rules? No such thing. Double jeopardy doesn't exist in America. So how can you try somebody? Well, I mean, I don't know what the rule is in Italy. Kenny, you know what goes on? How can they justify this? I don't get it.
I'm trying to find something out about it, but I don't know. I think she's still in Seattle right now. I can't imagine that she would voluntarily.
Yeah, sure. I'll go over there and you can retry me, sure. For a chance to go back to jail for 30 years. Hello. Yesterday, we were talking about the winner of the Powerball jackpot, and a truck driver had called Sunday night into a radio talk program and also called one of the truck stops in New Jersey, along the New Jersey Turnpike, saying he had won the Powerball jackpot. He had the right numbers. But apparently when he showed up, he didn't have the right numbers. And so the news media, once again, looks pretty foolish. Everybody was reporting, and I just went along for the ride. I don't know one way or another. I'm just looking at the various sources of news I have. I say, okay, truck driver claims he won, and that's what we said. Turns out a deli owner from New Jersey delicatessen owner, say it again, Doug. New Jersey delicatessen owner, won the $338 million Powerball jackpot. He's an immigrant, I think, if I'm not mistaken, from someplace in the Middle East. Am I right? I'm trying to find his name. Can't find his name either. Why is it
Pedro? It's Pedro Quezada.
Yeah. So
it's my guess. Pedro, if you're listening,
call
and correct
888-302-3684. $221 million in cash. Taxes then would amount to $127 million. Thank you, Uncle Sam.
Yeah.
All right.
Could live on that.
Here's the good news for a young 17-year-old. Everybody's getting ready for school right now. Please listen up for a moment. Stop eating. Stop doing anything. If you're drying off and the radio is on and you're 17, listen to this. A young gentleman named Nick Delosio is going to get a check today from Yahoo because he developed a mobile news app. I don't know. It's called Sumly, S-U-M-M-L-Y. And they're going to hire this kid, apparently, 17 years old. They're getting younger and younger and younger. $30 million. $30 million for an app. What's wrong with this picture?
Wow.
I don't know if there's anything wrong with this picture, but, man, isn't that cool? I think that's a very cool thing. He looks kind of like... He looks like Zuckerberg a little bit. He's got that hair. He's become one of the world's youngest self-made millionaires. He taught himself to write software when he was 12, Kenny. And he built up this free app when he was 15. He's going to work out of Yahoo's office in London. So, good for him.
Nice.
This is a Silicon Valley success story plus. Young prodigy. Used to be, when it was music, you were a young prodigy, 17, 18, you could play the violin. Or you could piano virtuoso, something like that, right? No longer. How about that? A news app sold to Yahoo, $30 million. Young British teenager. God love him.
Wow.
I'm all for that. I think it's cool. It's an inspirational story. Kids, stay in school, do your work, find an interest, and figure how you can capitalize on it. That's what America is all about. That's what the world is all about, really, when you get right down to it. Although anybody who's going to be interested in something like that is probably an American company. Five will get you 10. But I'm thinking that's a pretty good story, pretty cool. And I'd be interested to know more about this kid one way or another, whether he wants to become an American or not. Speaking of that, there was a naturalization ceremony for new American citizens yesterday. President renewed his push for immigration reform. Mr. Obama praised active duty service members who were among those present, calling them the best and the brightest. You know, when I listen to these guys, what frauds they are. You know how many people are not being taken care of who are in the service of our country? How many thousands of men and women who are, according to the president, our best and brightest, but getting screwed the most by you and me in the name of the United States government? Do you know how many people, you all know a story, or two or three or four, of somebody who came back with post-traumatic stress disorder or some other either mental or physical ailment, and they've been booted around by the Veterans Affairs Administration? And if you're in the reserves instead of a regular full-time soldier, you really get it in the shorts. Because they're treated, as we all know, you listen to these Democrats and Republicans in Congress, we're all about supporting our soldiers. How do you support them? By screwing them. That's it. And so, and by the way, the immigration issue itself is on the front burner, apparently, in Congress this week. A lot of people on both sides say, we need to get this done. Let's do it in a way that keeps faith with our history and our values. Okay, so that's letting them come in here and stay illegally. Or if they've been here all this time illegally, that's letting them stay and find a pathway to, you can't send them all home now. the fault really isn't even with the people who come here. You know, for a long time, I've expressed anger at these people who come into our country, and I'm now changing my course. I'm changing my thinking on this. How about you? 888-302-3684. Who are the real bad guys here? Aren't they the people in this country who let these folks come in, whether it's the people that hire them, or the people who allow the borders to be so porous, or just circumstances that now make it easy for these people to come into this country? And it isn't just Hispanics. A lot of Chinese are coming in here. People that come from really horrible places. A lot of Indians are coming. Pakistanis are coming. Middle Easterners are coming. And many of them are here illegally. They see what the Hispanics got away with. Okay, we'll try it too. Most of them would come into this country legally before. And now, what's the point? There isn't any point, right? Let's come and do and stay and we'll get whatever. We'll get on the gravy train. And so I laugh with a great deal of disdain when I hear these sorts of stories. That's my overview. Coming up, the United States Postal Service has something very special for you, and it may not be delivered on Saturday, but it still is something very interesting and maybe even delicious. Stand by for that here on Good Day.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's tutoring my students after school.
It's staying late at the office.
And it's grading papers on weekends.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has a personalized interview that helps you get deductions and credits specific to you, from school supplies to continuing education credits, so you get back every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a homeowner, you don't simply live in a house. You live in a giant tax deduction. That's because homeowners often qualify for a range of deductions that can greatly impact your taxes. Among them, property tax, mortgage interest, and home equity loan deductions. They add up fast, and TurboTax can help you determine which ones you qualify for. To get more details on homeowner deductions and find out how TurboTax can help you get back every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
If you're lost in a zone,
home,
or you're singing,
it's more than just your address.
Carry on.
It's the place you fall in love with over and over again.
Carry on, carry on.
HGTV wants to see photos of what home means to you. Your friends, your family, your pets, and favorite neighborhood hangouts. Share your best photos with us, and you might see them on HGTV. Tag your photos with hashtag LoveHome on Instagram and Twitter, and share the love with HGTV.
All right, 15 before the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Ken Kessler, talking about the issues of the day, things that folks will be yakking about. One of the things that's going on here in Framingham, my hometown, tomorrow I'll be back in Los Angeles. But today, the big news in Framingham, Kenny, is that somebody was arrested on Route 9 last night for chicken dancing. Big time. I don't know what a chicken dance is. I know the chicken song, but what's a chicken dance? Anybody know?
That's the dance you do to the song.
Oh, is that what it is? Oh.
Yeah, big wedding song.
I know that. It is the chicken song?
Oh, yeah.
Did I hear it at your wedding? Did I miss it? I don't remember hearing it at your wedding.
I don't think we played it at our wedding.
No.
But I know that back in the 90s, I was a wedding DJ, and every single wedding, they wanted to do the chicken dance.
Really? And what's the music that goes with it? It's not in the movie, is it?
That's it.
This is it?
That's it.
Why do they call it the chicken dance?
Because when you do it, you sort of look like a chicken.
Really? Bok, 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 bok. Bok, 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 bok. All right. For those of you who are getting ready for the Easter Bunny, Passover, we started the hour with Passover and kosher cigarettes. Now let's see what we can do about the chocolate for Easter. There is a very interesting thing developing here. It's not developing. I said the United States Postal Service, maybe in the mind of many, you hear the story and think, hey, these guys ought to do this. The Belgian Post Office has released 538,000 stamps that have pictures of chocolate on the front of them. And if you lick the back of them, it tastes like, yes, you guessed it, like chocolate.
Yum.
How about them apples? So Belgian stamp collectors are going out and buying them. One person said it was a bit disappointing. They smell good, but they didn't taste very good. But, I mean, think about this as a way for the USPS to, United States Postal Service folks, for a way for them to make some money to pay for Saturday deliveries. And how cool would it be to have chocolate stamps instead of Easter eggs this Sunday? How many people, by the way, have bought a lot of candy? Isn't there a move away from candy? It's kind of like Halloween. We're trying to come up with better things to give our children in the baskets than chocolate and those jelly beans. What else? What do you put? Your kids are too old, though, right?
For, well, sort of you would think, but they still want... They still want... They're 18 and 22, and they right. still want their Easter baskets.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Who's working on that? You or Lisa?
The Easter Bunny's working on that.
Certainly, why not? Check out that story, by the way, from today's show at DougStephan.com. There's a lot of comment. I wonder if we can go back to our own Twitter and Facebook page, Facebook.com /Good Day Show, and then at Good Day. The issue of salmon, this has stirred a lot of more than malarkey here. Last week I told you that there is a big deal with genetically engineered salmon. Folks, not at Monsanto, but I think the, I'm not sure who the heck it was, but now that I get right down to it. Somebody at first thought it was General Electric because it's called GEC. The story reads GE salmon. General Electric is going to grow salmon now? No. Genetically engineered salmon. Keep it off the tables. There are, you may have seen this, Phil Lempert, our supermarket guru, was noticing that there are a lot of restaurants now, supermarkets and restaurants, where you can sign petitions to reject genetically engineered salmon. So if you feel strongly about this, a lot of letters have been sent to the top grocery store chains. Let's see here. The Berkshire Co-op, Buy-Rite, Davis Food Co-op, a lot of the co-ops. So if you look at look around for them, see them, you ought to sign it. As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
Underwater? Upside down? Do these terms describe your current mortgage situation? Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans to tell you that it may be time to get HARP'd. With HARP, you may be able to refinance at a lower rate even if your home has lost value. Millions of homeowners are eligible for this program right now, including hundreds of thousands who currently have a mortgage with Bank of America. That's right, hundreds of thousands of Bank of America clients are eligible for HARP and have not yet taken advantage of this opportunity. Quicken Loans may be able to help. To learn if you're eligible to get HARP'd, log on to QuickenLoans.com and click on our easy-to-use HARP tool. But you've got to act right now. This unique program is scheduled to end at the end of the year, and I don't want you to miss out. Once again, if you owe more than your home is worth, or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, call Quicken Loans right now at 800-QUICKEN or go to QuickenLoans.com. We're engineered to amaze.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Past the hour, Doug's Good Day program. This is the time we have Tech Talk time every day here, a way for us to serve you as well as we can when it comes to the new technology, things that are on the minds of people. We were just talking about that youngster, 17 years old, who came up with an app for news, and Yahoo bought it from him for $30 million. Are there more ideas like that around? Well, let's hope so. I get one I'll share with you in a moment. First, though, Shelley Palmer, our reporter, is here, talking about all the choices on the smartphone market these days.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
If you're lost in a
home,
or you're singing,
it's more than just your address.
Carry on.
It's the place you fall in love with over and over again.
Carry on, carry on.
HGTV wants to see photos of what home means to you. Your friends, your family, your pets, and favorite neighborhood hangouts. Share your best photos with us, and you might see them on HGTV. Tag your photos with hashtag LoveHome on Instagram and Twitter, and share the love with HGTV.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, if you listen to tech sites and popular opinion, the smartphone market seems to be a two-horse race between the iPhone and Samsung's Galaxy S4. But if you take a minute to look at other phones on the market, it's clear that there are others, like the HTC One, with similar, if not better, hardware and features. But the HTC One's launch has been delayed because the company is having a hard time getting parts it needs for the phones. Why is that? An HTC executive said that parts manufacturers no longer view HTC as a tier one customer in the smartphone market and only want to deal with Apple and Samsung. Having more great phones on the market like the HTC One not only gives us a wider selection for our next upgrade, but forces everyone, including Apple and Samsung, to innovate and make their phones even better. Competition yields greatness, and cutting HTC out of the picture will only wind up hurting us in the end. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Attention passengers, we're approaching great deals at the Old Navy Spring Upgrade Sale for $5, $10, and $15.
I can't wait!
Me neither. Famous graphic tees for everyone are $5.
Wow!
How about some new shorts?
Oh, yes. Upgraded shorts are $10 for kids and just $15 for adults.
Wow! Anyone have a parachute?
No, but Old Navy has a great pair of shorts.
Hurry into Old Navy now. Famous graphic tees for the whole family are $5. Kids shorts are $10, adults just $15. Plus hundreds of other items are on sale. Old Navy, come fun, come all.
Valid 321 to 331, select styles only.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
It's ironic. Sometimes technology makes life more complicated. Take your TV, for example. How many remote control devices does it take to change a channel? Geico, on the other hand, makes technology work for you. Your laptop, smartphone, tablet. No matter what device you have, no matter where you are, you're never more than a click or call away from Geico. It really is as simple as that.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, Kenny Kessler, Doug Steffen, we've all been working on something that launches today that's pretty exciting, actually. If you go to DougSteffen.com, or you can go to GoodDayShow.com, we'll bring you to DougSteffen.com, you'll see on the front right side of the homepage, Doug Steffen's Good Day crowdfunding. And you can click on that and go to the landing page for a new enterprise that is aimed at helping people start businesses, help people grow businesses. This is the new world order of business, and we're going to offer ways for you to use the web. There'll be webinars, there'll be all kinds of things. Kenny, you've been looking into this a little bit. Also, in the video of the day, there is more information about how this is all going to work. And in a sense, it's something that I've been working on actually all winter, and so have these other folks that are involved in it. Mike Hayes is somebody, a broadcaster I've known for a long time. He's gotten into the crowdfunding business. So those of you who are wanting to start a new business, check today out, DougSteffen.com.
I dig the new Honda CR-V, Dad. The Bandura compatibility and rearview camera are tight.
Like the live in an old jar of olives.
Seriously, six standard features.
And Hondas hold their value better than any other brand. It's sick like the mad cow flu.
Dad, don't try to use our words.
Why? My new ride is touch cray-cray.
Dad, stop.
Get a Honda CR-V with 0.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers during the really big spring event. Now at your Honda dealer.
Bandura compatible with select smartphones. Wireless carriers rates apply. Value retention claim based on ALG's 2013 model year residual value award for mainstream brands. Visit ALG.com for more info. See dealer for financing details.
Hey, are you all set for your fishing trip?
Mm-hmm.
Did you pack the beer? Wait, is that some Twisted Tea I see in the back of the car?
Come on, Twisted Tea.
Yeah, I can see why. Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a K?
I don't know. One of the guys must have snuck it in there.
Oh, come on. I bet you're craving the realized tea taste of Twisted Tea.
I know.
It's so refreshing.
It is.
It's so smooth.
It's pretty smooth.
But if you want me to take it out.
Hold on to it. We might have one or several.
Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a K.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com, sign up as a distributor, and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.